Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Manchester Football Social, the full-time Devils takeover. I just want to send you a little message and thank you very much for downloading this show. I want to make sure you're subscribed to the Manchester Football Social because then you'll never miss another episode. You can do that wherever or however you listen to this podcast. We've also got a new Twitter account that'll be mint for you to follow. It's MCR40Social on Twitter. Find that, give it a quick search and give it a follow. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the show.
Manchester United Football Social with full-time Devils.
Good evening, my name is Joe McGrath and this is XS Manchester. Welcome to the Manchester Football Social, the full-time Devils takeover. And we are talking all things Manchester United for a whole hour, and that includes you getting involved by giving us a call straight away. 0345 111 7625. If you're driving or listening to the podcast, 0345 111 7625. If you're watching on YouTube, that'll be along your screen. Get your calls in now. I'm joined by Gaz Drinkwater, Radio Gaz, over there. Hello, mate. Gaz, you good?
I'm all right, mate.
And the legendary Webby sitting in as well. Webby, good evening. Webby.
Good
you evening. Good?
Yeah, not bad.
Ready to get things into full swing. I just particularly want to talk about the general feeling of United fans after that game. So get your opinions in. But Gaz, what do you want to talk about this show?
I mean, I've got YouTube comments here as well. So if you do get in the YouTube comments, I'll be here reading them out. Get in if you think we're talking absolute nonsense. or if you're one of the rare people who agree with us. Last night, I actually thought it was a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not good enough.
Yeah.
There's never been a time where I'd ever back a team from London coming to Manchester on a Wednesday night and getting a result, a cold Wednesday night in Manchester. But, United are obviously a very different team this season. Arsenal looks really good recently as well. Got that amazing win against Spurs. Strikers banging form. And I was worried with our defence. But you know what? I think the main positive from last night was those central defenders. I was quite pleased.
So people get people in calling about your central defenders. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, get involved.
We are going to go to Tim, who is going to talk about our central defenders. He's our first caller of the evening. But for you, Webby, just a little talk about last night. You watched the game.
Yeah,
how was it for you?
You got to look at obviously the positives. A bit of passion, bit of fight, which we've not had for the last couple of games. Well, for most of the season. Looking at it there, I was saying before, you look at the Arsenal team who were obviously beat the local rivals in a very good Tottenham team on Sunday or whenever it was. But nothing there scared me.
Nah.
You know, I've watched Arsenal teams come to Old Trafford and they've had like Van Persie, Perez, Henri, Vieira, Lundberg, but none of that team really thought, well, they keep going on about Aubameyang. He didn't do anything till the end, you know. But fair play, we come back, you know, after the second goal there, your heads could have dropped. But we come back within a minute. And I think the game was there to be won. I think some of the substitutions were a bit silly, but we'll go into that later on, lads.
Let's get talking about centre-backs then. We've got Tim on the phone. Hello, Tim. You good, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good, boy. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, hey, very Tim. Well, mate. Hey, Tim, you want to talk about our centre-backs, so take the lead, Tim.
Yeah, basically, in my opinion, I believe if it ever comes down to, well, if it comes back to, you know, having two or four at the back, I really believe Rowe and Bailly should, have a look in. Not that Jose these days will. But, last season they had a run before Rowe got injured near the end, where they had a run of really good form. And basically appearing for, the, I think it was about 5 or 7 games or something, and they were decent. Last night, yes, Roa obviously made the error, you know, but overall...
Tim's just got me jumping there. I think that was his first choice centre-half the season we won the Europa League and all that. Mm-hmm. He seemed to like the left-back, right-back, and then unfortunately they both got injured and didn't make the final. But Rojo, whatever you want to call him, on his day... is a decent centre half. I never liked him at fullback.
No, I didn't.
But centre half, I think you'll get a job out of him. And the one thing what got me last night was his tackle. It was great.
just stuck in a bit of heart and a bit of aggression.
You know, what it means to play for Manchester United. It was upset that he shot it going, and he took the man out. And I love seeing that.
Going back to your point there about starting Bailly and Rojo, though, do you not think that we'd concede about a million penalties before May?
There is that drawback. They're not the most, polished, you know, at the back. But
Good word.
That edge which we're lacking, that aggressive edge, which, you know, we sort of not got no leaders on the pitch, so we probably need a bit of madness. I mean, we've got nothing to play for nowadays. But plus, they're also, I mean, the assistant to goals are good going past, they're comfortable on the ball. And, Bailly kept Aubameyang quiet, who's allegedly the danger man, so, you know, it's...
Exactly. We're going to talk about Bailly if possible. Guys, what comments have you got?
I'm just saying some of the people commenting with their favoured centre-half partnership at United, and a lot of people saying Lindelof and one of Bailly or Rojo, which would probably be a little bit more balanced.
Let's go to Nathan. Nathan, you want to talk about Bailly, and what did you think about his performance last night?
Oh, you're right, mate. I thought his performance last night, I thought he was exceptional. Fair enough, he's been out with injury and stuff. There's also news that he had a falling out with Mourinho himself. I thought he was wicked last night. I think he should be starting every game. He does have games where he can be clumsy, but realistically with this team, everyone's being clumsy.
Hello. Are you okay? Nothing. I don't know what's going on there. Hello.
He's gone under a tunnel.
Can anyone speak? Signal.
Hello.
Hello, what's going on there? We're having a problem there. Something just dropped off. Don't know why that's happened. Niall outside, the producer, can listen. We are having problems with getting people on air. What are the comments saying?
Yeah, a lot of people just saying their opinions about Rojo and mainly how you pronounce his name. But then a lot of people talking about how he performed last night as well. It was for me last night the most Marcus Rojo performance ever, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. He had a 40-yard shot. He took a good free kick, he gave the ball away, which is a mistake for a goal, and he got stuck into just about everyone on a 50-50, didn't he?
Yeah, you know, you know what you're going to get from him, you know what I mean? He's Argentinian, he likes that side of the game, you know, had a great World Cup.
Mm.
You know, so a fit role, you know, for us is a bonus, you know what I mean? But it's with us, how long can we keep our defenders fit? Philip Jones is injured again, surprise, surprise. Can we just buy a defender what's not made out of glass? And I would be so happy. You know, they're going down like flies. But fair play what you said about Smalling, you know. And I said it the other day on Twitter.
Hello? Oh, sorry.
we got ghosts.
The ghost of Webby are coming from all angles. Webby, what were you saying?
So, obviously, he was going about Smalling, about him playing through injuries. I'd run through brick walls with one leg to play for Manchester United. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the fans would, you know. If they're only slight niggles, then you play through the pain. But fair play to him. You know what you get with Smalling. He does okay. He's the best of what we've got, unfortunately. So we have to stick with him. But last night, very more and more, I thought the game was there to be won. Mata was the key for me last night to bring him on, because both teams defending last night was awful, majority of it. And then I see Mourinho's made a comment about the kids and ex-Gary Neville. I hope he's right.
Hello.
I hope he's right.
We're going to try and go to... Oh, we do. I think... So we had technical difficulties there. Have we got Alan in California?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Alan, California,
sorry about that. We had technical difficulties. Oh, I can tell my producer outside who's flapping a bit. We're okay. Alan is on air and everything is good. Keep your calls coming in now because sorry about that. I think it was the O2 network.
Blaming
O2 here. Ruining our wonderful phone in. But we've got Alan on the phone. Take the lead, Alan.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you guys if you think Rojo and Bailly should be given an extended run after last night. I know they weren't perfect. They were a little shaky and rusty maybe, but I think it's clear that they're more talented defenders than Jones and Smalling.
Yeah, do you reckon they're more talented than Lindelof? I just feel like them two together are a bit too insane and a bit too unpredictable and too many fouls, and you need a bit more, I don't know, sort of stability in a defender. I don't mind one of them, but maybe alongside Lindelof.
Definitely. I mean, Lindelof is kind of more cemented in our defense. We need a Van Dijk. Like, I don't know if Lindelof could be that, but we need, like, one defender to kind of be the rock.
Alan, I mentioned it the other week, mate. If you want the best now, you've got to go out and spend 60, 70 million. These 20s and 30s are stopgaps in my eyes. Now, you look at Liverpool's problem. They had two problems last year, goalkeeper and centre-half. He's gone out, addressed that problem, and now you're seeing the fruits of it, unfortunately, where they are in the league. Now, they won't win the league because City are that good, unfortunately, but
right. He's
addressed their problems. Now, where there are problems, Alan, we've got about five or six key problems. Have we got the money? Yes. Have we got the manager to spend the money? No. So I think we might have to wait till next season before we can start.
The thing is, mate, it's like we question, like, do we have the money? Yes. Do we really like to spend on defenders, though? Are our board actually going to allocate money for us to go out and buy a defender who isn't necessarily going to sell thousands of shirts worldwide?
Jazz, don't get me going on our board, mate. Before the watershed.
Alan, thank you. Oh, sorry, Alan.
It doesn't seem like there's trust after the defenders Mourinho has bought because he's not playing them, and I don't know if they will back him again because he has been backed.
Thank you very much for your call, Alan. Your calls in. Sorry about that. O2 network mucking us up a bit. If you're from outside the UK, O2 network is a mobile phone network, and it's been down all day, but we're good. Gaz, comments.
Yeah, a lot of
comments. What were you going to say? Something?
No, it's fine. A lot of people commenting with defenders they would bring in. And what I was going to say then is when I'm talking, you know, Rojo and Bailly alongside Lindelof and all that, that's not me saying that's good enough to be a centre-back partnership for United going forward, thinking the next few years. I'm thinking as just a stopgap for the next 6 months. Because for me, look, I don't want to sound too negative here, but the season's a write-off, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
The season's a write-off. The only way we're getting in the Champions League next season is if we win the Champions League this season. That's not going to happen.
I don't know. Right, that's a miracle. Raphael. Renault. Yeah, Raphael?
Yeah.
How you doing, mate? You want to talk about your centre-back pairing. What would be the two for you?
First of all, honestly, I'm a massive fan of you guys, and I like your channel.
Mate. Just if you've got the video on in the background, could you just turn it down a bit, just so we can hear you clearly?
Sorry.
No worries at all, mate.
Personally, I just want to say Bailey and Lindelof, but also, like, even though Bailey hasn't been playing because he had some little fallout with Mourinho, I just thought that's ridiculous because clearly what Bailey showed, he's clearly a good defender, and I'm just thinking to myself, like, this Mourinho's ego just needs to stop and think about the team. That's what I just think. Like when Lindelof comes back, you know, fully fit, and we got Bailey, then our defense will be fine. I hope. You know, but we'll just see it.
And you can see it in other positions of the pitch as well, mate. Like, I don't get me wrong, I think that Paul Pogba, you could definitely justify dropping him for the game last night. He didn't play well against Southampton and he made a lot of mistakes. However, if you're going to drop Paul Pogba, Nemanja Matic deserves dropping about 10 times.
Yeah, what's going on there, mate?
I couldn't believe he got man of the match last night.
Nemanja Matic got man of the match from McManaman.
McManaman. I think that was just McManaman.
I think it was a Matic thing, wasn't it?
A what?
Yeah. A Mac thing. Like, that's all I can think of.
I just want to say, like, also, like, I don't understand where's, like, he plays Matic, but Matic has been terrible. But, like, where's Fred or, like, cause I don't understand. He buys all these big players, and I'm saying we need to use them effectively. I don't want to turn into, like, the Stoke or any team, like, you know, we're United. We have a history in the Premier League to be effective, and Mourinho has turned us into Chelsea, where it's just blaming players, next you know, player fallout, yada yada yada. I'm thinking, fam, like, no.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on, Raphael? Thank you very much for your call on Full Time Devils. We want to talk a bit more positive, and Matthew hopefully has got a bit of positivity he can bring into the show. Matthew, what are your thoughts about last night?
I was watching the game out last night, because I was watching the game on BT Sport, and obviously Going back to that subject, what you said about playing Bailly and obviously Marcus Rojo at the back. I mean, when you compare them to probably Chris Smalling or Phil Jones, in your opinion, would you start Bailly and Rojo rather than put Chris Smalling and Phil Jones both in defence?
Could you imagine going into a season with those four as your centre halves? Two of them would be suspended every other week, the other two would be injured. Be a nightmare. Yeah, I definitely think they're better than those two, mate. Definitely. Smalling and Jones. I mean, we spoke about this today. We did a little preview for the game today on the channel.
Be released soon. Check it out.
And it was very much, I feel like we have a go at Smalling and Jones because we've had it for so long. And like when they make mistakes, it's just like we're so over it now. It's been so long. And when that means that when, you know, Rojo and Bailly might make a mistake, that I don't know, we're still a little bit newer to it. But I still think Rojo and Bailly are much better players.
Do you agree?
I mean, obviously, another felt thing I did felt wrong was when we played the Southampton game. Can't be wrong, but obviously I don't know if that's the right thing for Mourinho to call Pogba a virus in the dressing room at Southampton.
Just rumours at the minute. I mean, you never know if they're true or not.
This
should be a good thing. Matthew, thank you very much for your call, Matthew.
Cheers, Matthew.
Matthew's getting in touch by simply calling 0345 117625. That is 0345 117625. You can always comment.
That point that Matthew's then, that he made then, the rumours about bad words between Mourinho and Pogba, maybe that word wasn't used exactly, but there is definitely bad blood with them and they have definitely fallen out. And you know what? I think that that's because of like little arguments mid-game. Say you come in at half-time, right?
Yeah.
And you've got Nemanja Matic, who's had a bad game. He's had a 3 out of 10 game. Paul Pogba's had a 3 out of 10 game as well. And it feels like Mourinho will go up to him, have a go at him, and Matic will just be like, yeah, okay, boss, whatever. Yeah, you must be right, you're the boss. Whereas Pogba will be like, no, actually, I don't think that's the right way to go about things. We should do things this way. And for me, that shows a bit of ambition. If a player answers your back a little bit, I don't know, maybe you disagree, maybe you think you should just do what your boss says and not question it. I disagree. Mm-hmm. I think that Jose should take what these players, who have won some of the biggest things in football,
Gaz, I don't think Jose's that man. I know what you're saying. Yeah. I think some managers could listen to ideas. Mm-hmm. I just don't think our current manager will accept that.
My boss says I can't swear on radio, so do you know what? Henry, you're in Bolton.
Henry.
You're talking about Matic.
Hello, how are we doing, lads?
Yeah, very well, mate. Good, what do you want to say today, boss?
Oh, how Matic won man of the match last night. It just sums it up that what's-his-face from Liverpool was commentating.
McManaman.
Yeah, McManaman. Jesus. Because he was crap again. All he did was pass the ball sideways. He just sat in front of the defence when we already had five at the back. What? Just a poor performance. He should have had Fred there in front of the back five with a bit of... he'd bring a bit more influence to the attack. He'd be able to spray it outside with and actually carry the ball. Whereas Matic was just awful. I do like the fact that Rojo and Bailly playing at the back, because I do absolutely love Marcus Rojo. He's a proper old school defender. He'll carry the ball up forwards, play it out to the wings, or take a few stupid shots. But I mean, I don't mind it.
That free kick was actually all right. It was good, came off a rebound.
Just going back onto the Matic thing there, there was points where last night when he was deeper than our three centre-halves, you know, and I'm thinking, why do you have to be there? We've got players there, just get upfield, but you got to look at the kid Pereira. He could do a so much better job in there. All day long. And we're going to lose him. And his big team's looking at him already. Great free transfer. I just think that he started the season off well, and then because of the Brighton game, he's been bombed out and he's not been seen since. And I think it's going to be a massive loss to the club once he leaves, after us fighting to keep him to sign a new contract.
We're going to take a little break, but I've got a question for you. Who has scored more goals for Manchester United? Is it Anthony Martial or Louis Saha? Who has scored more goals for Manchester United?
Martial
or Saha? We've got more callers coming up. Right, during this ad break now, if you want to call and you've never done it before, 0345 111 7625. Come and speak with myself, Webby and Gaz about all things Manchester United.
Access Manchester. Manchester United Football Social with Full Time Devils.
This is XS Manchester, the Manchester Football Social with Full-Time Devils. They're taking over the airwaves for an hour, like we do every Thursday. So always set your alarms and we just sit down and we have a chat. We don't sit down on the floor, like, we sit down on these comfy chairs and we talk about United for an hour and you guys get involved. Your calls were good in the first section, let's make them even better in the second section. Give us a call now, 0345 111 7625. Have a low, Gaz.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Webby.
Hello. Whilst I've been away, have we heard from Stuart?
Do you know what? Stuart is on the phone, and we're going to speak to him very shortly. I've got the answer to the question I asked you. Mm. Who has scored more goals, Anthony Martial or Louis Saha? What have you gone for?
I'm going Louis for pens.
Louis for pens, what are you going for?
I've gone Louis.
You've gone for Louis. I can tell you that Louis Saha has scored 42 goals. So, Martial has scored 44. You are both wrong, unfortunately. And yeah, that is that. Right, we're going to go on the line now. Now, I've got no notes to who is on the line here. Someone should be on. Hello, mystery caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who is this?
It does not matter who is on the phone. I just want to say that who scored last night, okay, was Jesse Lingard,
yeah,
and Anthony Martial. Two players that played under the great titan that is Louis van Gaal. And when Jesse Lingard was taken off the pitch in Martial 2, they bring on Pogba and Lukaku. Lukaku, who wears workman's boots for a living, and Pogba, who can't pull off a pass.
I thought you were going to say that.
Signings of Jose Mourinho.
Right.
So the proof is in the pudding that this Mourinho fraud relies on the philosophy of Louis van Gaal to achieve results.
Louis,
how's Portugal? How's the red wine?
This is not Louis van Gaal. This is Ray van Gaal, his twin brother.
Ray, it's a pleasure to have you on, Ray. Let's speak more about Jose Mourinho then. Not been impressed this season, have you, Ray?
I have not. No, the philosophy is all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, he is boring. He is causing trouble behind the scenes. I know that people say that I cause trouble behind the scenes, but at least I had the young players playing good football. At least Martial was scoring under my brother's tutelage. Martial was scoring and Rashford was scoring. So that is the truth.
Yes, it is the truth.
Under Mourinho, they are stifled.
Can I ask you, if your brother got a phone call
Ray
tomorrow offering him the job at Man United, what would he do?
Oh, Louis is just enjoying the £6 million that was given to him by the worm. The little worm that is Ed Woodward. He's enjoying that. It's Christmas season, so he's eating all of the mince pies possible, drinking all of the red wine, crates of red wine, so he is enjoying that.
Incredible. If Ray's... Ray, are you in the room with anyone else that I could have a chat with?
I am. Okay. I have... This man is not afraid to come onto the phone and reveal himself. Rio!
Rio?
Yeah, listen, lads. Last night was absolutely chaos. Pure chaos from a defensive standpoint. What was that? You know what I mean? Calamitous defending all over the place. You know, Eric, it's great to see Eric Bailly in the team, but my God, sometimes when he's trying to clear the ball, what is he trying? I don't even know, you know, it's by no stretch of the imagination is that unbelievable, because it's not, it's bloody well not, you know what I mean?
No, I think we should break the illusion, because a lot of people on YouTube having a bit of a meltdown about the fact we've got Rio Ferdinand and Ray van Gaal in the same room in a Portugal. We don't want the Daily Mail writing any headlines, do we? Is that Sir Al Foran on the phone?
Hello, gents.
Al, thank you very much. We've not spoke to you in ages, Al.
I know. It's been a while. It has been a while. It's been a couple of months. I think it was it before the Liverpool game in March?
Yeah, I think so. That is a long, long time ago. Al, talk to us about your own opinions on Manchester United, or did you just tell them all that in the form of Ray van Gaal?
Yeah, it's...
it's a frustrating, confusing time to be a Manchester United fan. Really, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, lads. Every time we see a new sponsorship, it sends us into absolute overdrive. We're all going nuts. The fact that, you know, every game is just, I think Mourinho was just looking for a result to keep his job in every game, and you know, he's not building anything for the future, and it's frustrating. I backed Mourinho up until a few weeks ago. I did. I backed him. I thought he could still try and turn things around. But you know, I think like Pogba had a bad game on Saturday. Fair enough. But you don't. You know, it doesn't slip out into the media that he called him a quote unquote virus to the team. That just doesn't come out. That's your star player.
Yeah.
You know, you've forked out £100 million for that player. And it's just the dirty laundry has been aired to the public way too much. It's not like that with Manchester United. It really isn't. You know, if anything ever slipped out under Ferguson, it would be a rarity for that to happen. And it only happened on few occasions. It's happening every few weeks at the club. You know.
And if anything ever, by the way, big fan, Al, good to have you on the show. If anything ever did slip out under Ferguson, it was never Ferguson doing the slipping either, was it? And some of these Mourinho things coming out, you are a bit like, who's been leaking that?
Well, it never was, you know. I mean, if you look at Ferguson, the history, I mean, with Jaap Stam, Van Nistelrooy, Roy Keane, but once those players decided to bring those problems to the public eye, you know, Ferguson took care of it fairly swiftly. He got rid of them, you know, which at the time we all thought was insane, and then in the long run it was the right decision to make, I suppose, because you know whatever Fergie did was right, I suppose. But with Mourinho, it's just been going on for the last few months now. He's complaining. He was complaining at the start of the season about not getting backing of the board. I'm sick and tired of it.
I've heard a point that you made there. Then when you said that Fergie, if a player, if there was something wrong with a player's attitude, they'd be gone straight away. And even if the fans thought it was a bit insane at the time, one of those players is actually in the team right now. We got rid of him, Paul Pogba. Do you think Fergie was right all along about Paul Pogba and his attitude? Or do you think it's purely... Or do you think, well, do you think the way Paul Pogba is it justified because of the way Mourinho's handled him?
It's a possibility, guys. I think Ferdinand spoke about Pogba last night under playing for France.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that Pogba follows the orders of Deschamps, and he has a lot of respect for Deschamps. And I think it's the fact that Deschamps plays Pogba in a position where he has one role and one role to do. None of this showboat, none of this flicking the ball about, none of this pure nonsense what he seems to be doing for Manchester United. He's a player with a ton of ability. His attitude is definitely in question, and I think he'll always carry that attitude. It's the modern day footballer, lads. It really is. They're sensitive. They're precious in a sense. Like it's all about kind of sponsorship deals with them. It's ridiculous the way the modern day footballer is, but we have to live with that now. But I think I've touched upon it on the weekend. Paul Pogba was brought in to replace Wayne Rooney as being the mould of the team, in a sense. The man, the main guy on the pitch that shapes that whole team. He's not that kind of player. He isn't for France. He wasn't for Juventus. And I think he's just... It's too much. The pressure of that is too much for him. You know, because we're all reliant on him to carry the team. You know?
Al, thank you very much for giving us a call today. We've got an angry Scottishman waiting to speak.
I'll give you a ring later, pal.
I just want to say as Donald Trump, the Glazers are doing a wonderful job. They're great people. You should back the Glazers, guys. Let me tell you, they're wonderful friends.
Al Foran, thank you very much.
Al, you're a legend, man.
Al Foran on Twitter is Impressionist AL. Go search Al Foran and then go and give his Facebook page a like as well. And his YouTube is Al Foran Comedy. Thank you very much, Al Foran, for a call there. So we got a bit of Ray Van Gaal, Rio Ferdinand.
That's the only. Can we just make a promise now? That's the only time we ever praise the Glazers on this show, please.
Yeah.
The only time it's acceptable.
Rory's going to bring us back down to earth. Rory, sorry for being on hold for so long. We had Van Gaal's brother on. What do you want to say, Rory?
Hi. I wanted to ask about the transfer policy at the club, and it's a bit of a two-part question. Basically, it seems that the Glazers, or Ed Woodward, will only sanction transfers, two types of transfers. One being the minimum they can afford to spend to bring new players into club to keep fans and the manager, whoever that is, happy. Or two, the big signings that will bring them in, the sponsorship deals and shirt sales, so they make their money back.
Yep.
But the players, like the ones that were rumoured, like Alexandro, Willian, Alderweireld, who would cost in between that amount, so 60, 70 million, but they wouldn't make the money back. They don't want to seem to bring in these sort of players because obviously it's bad business for them. And obviously we've got loads of youngsters out on loan that could be in the first team. Do we, A, need to change our transfer policy? Do the Glazers need to change and Woodward need to change to bring in the right players to the club? And two, do we have time to rely on these young players to develop if we're not going to do that?
Gaz?
Absolutely. Not only do they need to change the way they are, they need to get gone, mate, the Glazers, because that's what it's all about. It's all about making money to pay off the debt that they sort of bought the club with in the first place. That's what we are at the minute, mate. We're not really... It sounds mad, but we get rid of Mourinho. Don't get me wrong, I don't think Jose's done a good job and he's got absolutely no excuse for where he is at the moment, but there are so many other problems at the club. Ed Woodward... He's more interested in, you know, noodle sponsors than players that are actually going to improve the team. And even if he was interested in players that are going to improve the team, he can't get the money for them. Because if we're after a player like a centre-half, a player like a full-back, players who aren't necessarily in fancy positions, the board won't go for it because they're not a Galactico and they won't sell shirts.
I just think Jose's version on players, he likes to sign the older players who've been there, you know, but obviously the club are looking at younger ones for a possible sell-on. After a few years, you know, what we're going to get for Matic now next season, we'll probably get 2-8. You know what I mean? We paid 40 million for him. There was talk of William, there's talk of the kid, the centre half at Spurs. Jose wants a professional who's the end story, you know, come straight in. Does it work? It does in the short run, but you know, you're getting no money back on him. So the club, like you said, guys, it's rotten from top to bottom. It needs sorting because if it doesn't, we're going to get further and further behind City and Liverpool, which will break my heart.
Let's go now to a man that Webby has missed and has been talking about him all the time. He is called Stuart. Hello, Stuart.
Hey, hello, boys. He's going this Christmas, mate. Oh, he's going. Oh, he's going this Christmas.
Do you think he's gone by Christmas?
I'll tell you what, listen, if they don't beat Fulham, right, we've got Liverpool away next, that's the Fulham, haven't we?
Yes.
That could be the day the hangman comes for him, Liverpool, because if we don't win there, that's six games on the bench in the league without 3 points. That is not good enough for Manchester United Football Club. And if anyone tries and tells me it is, it's okay.
Stuart, if we don't beat Fulham, he's got to go.
Stuart, you know what, I think he's gone. I think he's honestly already gone. If he doesn't go, he's not going to be the manager at the start of next season, no matter what. And it's going to happen at some point.
Look, I've been saying it. I wrote the season off 3 months ago now. I said to you on the air, I said, as far as I'm concerned, this guy's gone. I've accepted it. I've accepted finishing mid-table. I've accepted that. You know, what I've seen is get relegated. So, you know, I've had some tough things. The younger brigade, it's them we worry about because they've only kind of known the glory days. It's the first real time for the likes of Webby and me. I don't know about the young boy there. It's probably the first time you've seen your club in a struggle, in difficult times.
Totally.
But you know, I've accepted it. We've been mid-table and we've got to go next season. But I tell you now, I've got a horrible feeling Pogba's a bit of a cancerous in the club for me. I can't trust him. I can't trust him.
Do you says here in your notes you think we're better without him?
Well, I thought last night we looked better. We had a lot of energy about us. You see, with Pogba, there's certain games with Pogba where he can do things, where he looks lethargic or does a poor pass, and I think he can rub off on other players. I think that can happen in a team, but you know, there's this notion that he's this wonderful player. But you know, I've got a pal of mine. I always mention him. He's a big City fan. I speak to him a lot. He's a nice guy. And I was chatting to him the other night, and he was saying to me when they bought the Georgian player, the Russian player, in the 90s, Kinkladze.
Oh, Kinkladze.
He said, "What happened there?" He says, "We started putting all our hinging everything on him." He said, "And we ended up getting relegated 2 years on the bench." He said, "And it was him. He was a talented player." He said, "But he wasn't good for the team, and it hindered us." He said, and it took us down. He said, and I think we've got that problem with Pogba. I think he's out for himself. I don't think he's a team player. And if we're not careful, a lot of Manchester United fans are hanging their hopes on him that he's going to turn things around for us. Yeah. And I think, me personally, let's get back to bloody basics and build a team. I watched the Tommy Docket, you got documentary last night.
Yeah, very
that's
good.
That's what he did. You've got to clear the decks and go back to basics. If we got offered 30 million tomorrow, of 30 to 40 million for Pogba tomorrow, I'd take it.
Oh, wow, Stuart, sorry, I know you had a lot more to say then. We've got to go to someone else quickly. I mean, that should stir some callers, 0345 111 7625.
Get the comments.
Pogba go for £30 million. Let's get Al quickly in, then you'll have a load of comments on that. Yeah. Al, what do you want to say, mate? Ali.
Hello, mate. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry for getting your name wrong there, mate.
I just want to talk about all these fans that are asking for Mourinho to be sacked. I think it's a joke. I think it's not the manager. I think it's the board. I think we've got a lot of deadwood players in the club who just aren't good enough. The average players, squad players maybe, but shouldn't be in the first team. 100%. I think the manager, he tries, he's emotional. Mourinho's always been a winner, and I'm getting sick and tired of all these fans turning into that Arsenal fan TV, calling for him to be sacked, change the manager. They're asking for Nicky Butt to be given the job, and who else are they talking about?
And Roy Keane last week.
Can I just make
Roy Keane. I mean, come on.
Your points there about, you know, about Jose and sort of excusing it a little bit. But, mate, don't get me wrong. I understand there are so many more problems at the club and they don't all fall on Jose's shoulders. But I'm just looking at where we are in the table now. There is absolutely no way that you can say that Man United squad is worthy of finishing eighth in the league with a minus goal difference. That Man United team is better than that. It's not good enough to be challenging for a title. I agree with you on there. But that Man United team is good enough to be at the very minimum finishing top four. We're nowhere near that. We're not going to get that this season. United should never be out the Champions League, and that should be the final straw for sacking a manager for me.
I agree totally. But look at the last two seasons. He done what he promised. He said, beginning of the season, that he's going to struggle this season because he hasn't got the players that he wanted. He wanted defenders. That's what he pointed out all season. He needed defenders. We didn't get anyone. If you're not going to back the manager, then get rid of him.
I can understand what you're saying.
I totally understand
what you're saying, but he's had the money. Mm-hmm. He's had the money and he's...
Not last... I know last... Right.
Yeah, but the thing was, if you look at the league last season, we were a very, very poor second behind Manchester City, 19 points. Now, this season, we had to go out with an intent to close that gap.
Mm.
We went out and bought a 33-year-old goalkeeper, an unproven Brazilian, yeah, and a kid. Mm. City went out and bought Mahrez, broke the record. I rest my case.
Right, we're going to take a little break. Get your calls in. That was good. I enjoyed that section a lot. I'm going to give you another question for you now to answer. This one's a bit more opinionated. Oh no, there's no right or wrong answer. On this day in 92, Eric Cantona made his debut for Manchester United.
Yes.
But who do you think is the most iconic player to ever play for this club? Your opinions, please, on the comments section. Always give us a call, 0345 111 7625. More of your calls and more from me, Gaz and Webby, right after this.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
This is the XS Manchester Football Social. It's the Full-Time Devils takeover. I'm here with Gaz and Webby. Hello. Gentlemen, hello.
Hello.
And yourselves as well. You've been calling us in. We've had about nearly 10 callers on the show in this section. Make sure you try and get in the final part. We're for another 15 minutes. We'll try and get to you if we can. So, on this day, Eric Cantona made his debut for Manchester United. We're talking about our iconic players, Gaz. Which one are you going for, Gaz? Your most iconic player.
Right, I don't
it's
know.
Hard, this
I,
one.
Right, this is, you know, people...
Fellaini,
some people might laugh at this because I feel like a player has to be retired for a few years before he can be properly considered an icon, and this player hasn't even retired yet. But for me, growing up, he was the best Manchester United player I've ever seen. I was there at his debut, and I've watched him throughout his United career go on to become our record goal scorer. And for me, our most iconic player is probably Wayne Rooney.
Wayne? Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yes. What, me? Yeah, well, obviously, I've been lucky enough to see this lad make his debut, finish his career, great player, scored in every season he played in, the most decorated player in British football history, Ryan Giggs.
Ryan Giggs. Yeah. Comments, guys?
I think the main shout is...
Seen Lukaku. Unbelievable.
I've seen Ralphie Milne as well. I reckon a few shouts for Beckham. Mm-hmm. Which is fair enough. I think that's more... I mean, don't get me wrong, right? Beckham, I think, is underrated as a footballer because he became this massive celebrity. Everyone forgets just how good he was as a footballer.
Great player.
Most of the shouts are for Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton. Yeah. Well, make sure you get your comments
on. Hang on, wait. We can't just move on without saying George Best, though.
George Best.
Dennis Law.
There's loads to go at.
George Best's an icon, though.
Let us know your thoughts as well in the comment section. Gaz, are we reading it out? Yeah, true. Then what do you think the next iconic player would be to come from United then?
Oh, do you reckon there's anyone in the squad currently who could go on to be iconic for United?
Fellaini?
Stop it.
Hello, Lee from Wigan. I don't know why I've said where you're
Hi,
from.
Guys.
What do you want to talk about today for the Full-Time Devils?
Well, obviously, you know, we're concerned with what's going on at the club at the present. And me personally, the money that we're going to be given for a player or two in January, I would rather we pay Mourinho and get rid of him with that.
Because, well, so pay him off with the transfer money.
Yeah, because it's going to cost us money to get rid of him anyway. But instead of spending money on players, get rid of the manager, because if we keep and stand by Mourinho, we're going to lose a lot of our players.
Lee, if that does happen, right, we do get rid before the end of the season, who would you bring in? Now, if you look at our last three managers, Lee, they've all been free. We've not paid a penny. United are very good at that, trying to save money. Mm-hmm. Take money off us, but save money. Now, you look at the players. People keep saying to me, Pochettino, he's not won anything yet.
Not won a bowl of soup.
Not won a bowl of soup, has he? Who would you bring in to get our club back to where it belongs now? If you look at City, what they did, and I said it before on previous shows, they identified... Go on, mate.
I wouldn't like to see a manager come in till the start of summer.
Yeah.
But if one manager I'd like to get in for 6 months, and he was a previous player, and that was Laurent Blanc.
Okay.
Okay.
Would Laurent Blanc take the job for 6 months?
Yeah, of course he would.
Do you reckon?
I'd do it.
He works at PSG. All right, he only got to the quarterfinals. He's worked with all the egos. He can manage. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He's a
good shout, Lee. Good shout, Lee.
There, Lee saying Laurent Blanc.
I completely agree with what Lee said then about if we're going to get rid of him, don't get in a manager with a view to be a permanent one for a few years until the end of the season. If we are to get rid of Jose now, and you know what, mate? Like, I don't want to be one of these guys who's like, oh, sack the manager. But he's going to be gone at the end of the season, so we might as well just cut our losses, really. Yeah. And even if it's just to, even if you're just giving it to someone like, this is going to sound mad, someone like Michael Carrick. Just give a bit of a positive vibe for the rest of the season, because the rest of this season's a write-off, but we should spend the next few months properly deciding who our next manager is.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again, it's what City did. Obviously, it come out when Pellegrini was the manager that Guardiola got the job. Now, let's start talking to someone. Now, if it's going to be right that Mourinho's good, is going to go at the end of the season, then we got to need to start. I'm not saying we're not doing it already, but we need to speak to this person, see what players he wants in, see which players you want to, because it happened at City, and they're bearing all the fruits of it now by talking to someone 8 months or so before they got the job. So let's look at, I never thought I'd say today, let's look at what City doing, but they've got it right, and it's look it on the pitch now to what they are and what we are.
Mm. And we're going to go to Stephen. Hello, Stephen, mate, you good?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, very well, mate.
Yeah, I think Fellaini is the best player on United.
Taking the mick. Taking the mick, mate.
Taking the mick.
Stop joking.
What do you want to say? You want to say, yeah, the players are good enough?
He's good.
Yeah, the players, but Pogba's rubbish. They just need to get him off. Put Fellaini where he is.
Okay, cool. That was Stephen.
That was definitely a City
Stephen, thank you very much for your call there. His comments says, the players, yes, they are good enough, and that's really all it says. Let's go over to Tommy. Hello, Tommy, mate, you well?
How are you doing, mate, all right?
Yeah, I'm very good, I'm very good. So what do you want to say, Tommy? What have you called up for?
Just before I make a point, I just want to say hello to Webby.
Hello to Webby.
Oh, you're there,
mate. Tommy?
Tommy! Tommy. Tommy, we'll keep an eye out for you. I'm going to try and get you back on line one, so stay there, Tommy. Who's going to say hello to you? Where we should have Tommy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're back. Tommy. We've got you back.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a quick hello to Webby, because I met him outside Hotel Football, outside the Tottenham game. Do you remember me, Robbie?
I do, mate. Yeah, you're a gentleman,
How
Tommy.
How are you doing?
I'm not How bad, mate. Right.
Just a quick point, lads. It's just about Mourinho. I've heard a few callers saying, one caller said about Tottenham's there, it's not all his fault. 95% of the fault is Mourinho's. 5% of the board. I'll get to the board in a minute. But the reason why I'm saying Mourinho is because he's... can you hear me?
Yeah, got you.
I'm still there. The reason why I say Mourinho is because his football is too boring, as everyone can agree, right? He plays the same players week in, week out. If he knows he's going to get a sack, if he have any liability to United fans at all, whereas they're the ones who backed him all the way through, if you have any kind of little bit of decency to us, just try different players. Even if he's going to get sacked at the end of the season, just try the likes of that Tave Chong. Play Fred. What's his name?
Play Fred.
Pereira,
in the midfield. I mean, he did buy Fred for £50 million. Why didn't he play him?
This is what I'm saying, because he's too arrogant. He wants to play that long pain. What's his name?
Fellaini, Matic.
Matic and Fellaini. I mean, I don't understand why he keeps doing it. If you have any decency, the United fans, they're the ones who've shown him love and loyalty. And, do you know what I mean?
Webby.
Do you know what, Tommy? Do you know what I can't get my head around? If you look at Mourinho when he come into the country after he made his noise with Porto, and I look at that first Chelsea team what come, and he said he was a special...
That's what I'm saying.
There was attacking. I can't... But that's why I think now he's yesterday's manager. If you look at that Chelsea, you had Duff, Robin, Lampard bombing on, Joe Cole...
Exactly, but do you remember in that era, Robbie Webby? Yeah, in that era, 2004, 2005, we weren't making the top. We were making the top four, but you remember how bad we thought we were then? How bad did we thought? How bad that time did we think we were? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Look where we are now. The only thing United fans can do, and it hurts me to say, is to get rid of that man, because the board don't want to get rid of him, and he won't go unless he gets the sack. Is to stop a lot of fans, like what Arsenal did. It hates me to say it, but a lot of fans stop going to football matches, and that's where it hurt the, I don't want to swear, but the bloody board. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, Tommy, thank you very much for your call. We've got to get one more call to Tommy thank you very much for the passion.
I just
mate.
Worry about that comment saying 95% Jose's fault, because I feel like United fans will get too excited then when we actually do get rid of him. We're going to have so many more problems.
Let's go on to Josh. Josh, quickly, you are our final caller, mate. If you've got the radio on or the YouTube on in the back, I'll just turn it down for us. What do you want to say?
Yeah,
good, mate.
Good. Just want to say, Mourinho, he needs to go.
He needs to go?
Yeah, he needs to go. It's just, it's the only virus in this club is him.
Right.
Why, and, why? Go on,
and then what
why.
Happens when we, what happens when we get rid, though?
He needs to get Zidane in.
Okay. Right, thank you very much for that.
I thought we were speaking to Norman Collier then.
Thank you very much to all the callers we've had on air. Thank you very much for giving us a call there. Round of applause there, Ian. Well done, everyone. We've got about a minute and a half left, so let's just talk about Fulham. Because, I mean, let's get it all out now. If anything happens at Fulham, it could be game over. What do you personally think is going to happen, Webby?
Go to Gaz, because that's going to be final thought.
Okay, is that going to be your final thought? Gaz, take the wheel. What's going to happen at Fulham?
Look, they're bottom of the league. We'll beat Fulham, I think. But even if we do, I feel like the performance isn't going to be up to scratch. Just like the result against Arsenal, it was an all right result, but the performance.
You've got to look at obviously the Fulham game, and then obviously we can send a weakened team to Valencia and get ready. He's got no excuses now for tiredness for the Liverpool game.
No excuses.
No excuses whatsoever. We've qualified. They've not qualified yet, so we'll have to pull out a decent team. And I don't have any excuses. We're tired.
Yeah.
We're tired.
Gaz, little prediction from you.
I'm going to say 2-1.
2-1. Anything in the comment section you want to say before we go to Webby's final word?
Yeah, there's just a few people jumping on that 95% Jose's fault. Some people says 5% Jose, 95% the board. Yeah, I think that I'd agree with that, to be honest. If Jose goes tomorrow, I won't be sad about it. But if Ed Woodward and the Glazers were to go tomorrow, I'd be running down Market Street naked, mate. I would be ecstatic.
Webby, time has come. Thank you very much, Gaz.
Thank you very much
for being here. Webby, final thoughts.
Big game, Saturday against Fulham. No excuses. Can't start with two defensive midfield players against Fulham. As soon as that whistle blows at 3 o'clock, we attack, and we get 3 points with a 4-1 victory. Good night.
Right, so that is it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us on iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or however you listen to this podcast. Search Manchester Football Social. Don't forget to subscribe. Give us a quick rating. Say that lad Joe, mint at what he does, yeah? Do that for me now. There is a new podcast out every weekday, so come back soon, and we will see you, and, well, we won't see you, but we'll kind of hear you. Will we hear you? I don't know where I'm going with this. Just want to say thanks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.